A Fairchild cargo plane is down in Alaska. The flight data recorder from last week's Pakistani tragedy is recovered. And the FAA says Mexico doesn't measure up. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this Aerocast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, August 4th, 2010. Three people on board a Fairchild C-123 cargo plane were fatally injured Sunday when the aircraft went down in Alaska's Denali National Park, sparking a small wildfire. The aircraft is registered to All West Freight in Delta Junction, Alaska, according to the National Park Service. The Associated Press reports the accident occurred about 3:15 p.m. local time. The aircraft went down on the south side of Mount Healy, about 200 yards north of the only major road in the park, according to park spokeswoman Chris Pfister, who added there were numerous witnesses because of the proximity to the park headquarters. First responders were reportedly quick to arrive, but the aircraft was already engulfed in flames. The flight data recorder from an AirBlue A321, which went down during a storm last Wednesday near Islamabad, Pakistan, has been recovered. Pakistani authorities say it apparently is in good condition. The crash and poor weather in the hills overlooking the Pakistani capital claimed the lives of all 152 people on board. The newspaper, The Daily Caller, reports the recovery effort has been plagued by rain and mud, and a lack of proper roads leading to the hilly wooded area of the crash site has also hampered efforts. The paper reports that Pakistan does not have the proper expertise to analyze the data, but has not yet determined which government it will ask to do that analysis. The FAA says Mexico is not in compliance with international safety standards set by the International Civil Aviation Organization, following an assessment of the country's Civil Aviation Authority. As a result, the U.S. is downgrading Mexico from a Category 1 to Category 2 rating. This is not going to ruin your vacation plans. It only means that no new service to the U.S. can be initiated by Mexico, but existing service can go on. While Mexico has been responsive to the FAA's findings and has made significant improvements in recent months, it was unable to fully comply with all the international safety standards. The FAA says it's committed to working closely with the Mexican government and providing technical assistance to help Mexico regain its Category 1 rating. The Canadian air charter company AeroPro has had its operating permit revoked following an audit which turned up repeated violations of Canadian air regulations. Transport Canada made the move against the Quebec-based company over the weekend. The company, which has been in business for 22 years, offered business and recreational charters. AeroPro employed 250 people and was based at Quebec City Airport. Canadian TV reports one of the company's Beech King Air 100s went down in June, killing 7 people. AeroPro said in its defense that it takes passenger safety seriously. Up next on ANN, will Miami become the next Farnborough? Superior Aviation names a CEO. And early birds defy the weather at Mentone. You're listening to Aero News.
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Pipermatch.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/piperaircraft.
The Waco YMF-5D is an open cockpit sport biplane that embodies the golden age of aviation in a new production aircraft. The evolution of the new D model Waco incorporates many new features and upgrades, delivering greater performance than ever before, but with more horsepower and lower aircraft weight. Your new Waco is completely customized to your exact specifications, including your choice of avionics. Own and live the dream yourself with the new Waco YMF-5D. Check out the dream at www.wacoclassic.com.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for August 4th. I'm Paul Plack. Here in Mentone, Indiana, the early birds got some flying in yesterday after morning thunderstorms cleared. Aero TV's Nathan Cremasino went up in a Twin Star gyroplane with CFI Tim O'Connor to do some testing of the video setup he'll use to document this morning's cross-country breakfast formation flight to Rochester Fulton County Airport. We're expecting more arrivals today and tomorrow for the annual convention of the Popular Rotorcraft Association. The forecast for the weekend looks perfect. Aside from the flying and the forums, the PRA board will meet to consider a number of agenda issues related to moving the association forward and supporting the sport. Oshkosh is a world-renowned aviation show, but a group in Miami thinks the U.S. still needs a commercial trade show along the lines of Paris or Farnborough. A group called the Beacon Council has been visiting air and trade shows worldwide to meet with potential investors. Members hope to stage an international commercial air show at Homestead, Florida, just south of Miami, in as little as 2 years. CEO Frank Nero says Miami is a natural place for a show. Aviation accounts for more than $230 million in Miami-Dade, and there's a large manufacturing and repair base in the county. Representatives of Superior Aviation Beijing have announced that aviation veteran Tim Archer has been appointed CEO of Superior Aviation Beijing and its wholly owned subsidiary, U.S.-based Superior Air Parts Incorporated. Archer will oversee all day-to-day operations, including directing the completion of a 14,400-square-foot state-of-the-art piston engine production facility in Beijing, China. The plant will manufacture Superior's XP Series non-certified sport aviation engines for the Chinese and Asian markets. The company will also be the selling arm of Superior's parts manufacturing approval piece parts and components for those same markets. Also, once production and certification extension approvals are received from the FAA and China's CAA, the facility will begin manufacturing Superior's 180-horsepower certified Vantage engine exclusively for the Chinese and Asian markets. Archer commented on the company's financial backing. Quote, "Let me be 100% clear on this point. Superior Air Parts U.S. is the flagship of this organization's global efforts. Superior's U.S. headquarters will serve as the central point for the engineering, development, FAA certification, and production of our new generation engine products. Superior's ownership group doesn't only want to be involved with general aviation, they want our engines and components to set a new standard for innovation, performance, and efficiency," unquote. Still ahead, investigators look into a fatal involving an amphib. The Bonanza and Baron are certified in China. And the Mars Spirit rover may finally be facing the end. You're listening to Aero News.
Welcome to Cirrus Design. Maker of the world's best-selling personal aircraft, the sleek SR-22. Cirrus planes feature the latest technologies and are equipped with an exclusive, life-saving parachute system. It is our mission to make personal aviation safe, affordable, and convenient. At Cirrus, we offer a test drive like no one else in the business.
Leading the way to a new generation of aircraft, Eclipse Aerospace introduces the Total Eclipse Twin Engine Jet. The Total Eclipse is a sophisticated, high-performance aircraft with low operating costs, low environmental impact, and uncompromised safety. Every Total Eclipse jet comes with flights to 41,000 feet, max cruise speeds of 370 knots, an onboard color radar with electronic moving maps and e-charts. And of course, every Total Eclipse comes complete with a factory warranty. Log on to eclipseaerospace.net for more information.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, August 4th. I'm Paul Plack. 64-year-old Telford Allen II, the founder of Telford Aviation Services, was killed during a water landing attempt in front of his home in Maine Sunday. A passenger in the plane, 61-year-old Natalie Holmes Moody, survived and was in stable condition in a hospital in Greenville, Maine. Allen had a home in Rockwood at the mouth of the Moose River. Early witness reports indicate the amphibious plane's wheels might have been down when Allen attempted the landing. The Bangor Daily News cites witnesses in reporting the plane flipped over and came to rest in the water inverted. The FAA was on the scene Sunday afternoon, and the investigation continues. Hawker Beechcraft Corporation reports the Bonanza G-36 and Baron G-58 have been certified by the Civil Aviation Administration of China for operation in that country. The first Bonanza in the region, scheduled to be delivered by the end of this quarter, will be based in Shandong Province in northern China. Justin Firestone is HBC's president for the Asia-Pacific region. He says the market for the company's products in the area continues to expand. Quote, "With exceptional records of performance, durability, and economy, the Baron and Bonanza provide another level of affordable and practical transportation to both businesses and individuals," unquote. And finally today, the Mars Spirit rover, which was sent to the Red Planet in 2004 for what was supposed to be a 90-day mission, has delighted scientists on Earth by lasting many times that long. But there is now concern the current Martian winter, which trapped the rover in an area with poor access to sunlight, may spell the end of the line. There's not enough power available to run the rover's heaters, so internal temps are expected to drop to minus 67 degrees Fahrenheit. Mission managers doubt the rover can recover. Spirit's twin, Opportunity, is still going. Steve Squires, the principal investigator for NASA's two rovers, is based at Cornell University and observes, quote, "Even if we never heard from Spirit again, I think her scientific legacy would be secure. But we're hopeful we will hear from her, and we're eager to get back to doing science with two rovers again," unquote. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, it's my conversation here in Mentone with Greg Grimminger of the ASTM Gyroplane Industry Standards Committee, and we'll talk about the obstacles which so far have denied LSA status to gyros. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.